A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yung Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Yudalid, Erevin 14a, pagination page 27. We're going to start on the facing page, so we're starting on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 13b, pagination 26, at the bottom by the Mishnah. The Mishnah is describing the size of the Korah, the crossbeam, and it tells us on the first of the widest lines at the end of that line, Daya leKorah, it's enough for a Korah, Shetehi rechava tefach, it has to be wide by one tefach, Kidei lekabel oriach lirochvo, in order that it can accept a brick to its width. Now, how do you figure out if a beam has a diameter of a tefach, one hand breadth? How do you know? Right, between 3 and 4 inches, but tefach, we say between 3 and 4 inches, that's because we have a problem in calculating what a tefach is in our tradition to know exactly down to the centimeter, millimeter, what it is. But they knew. Tefach was a given measure. How do you know if it has a tefach of diameter if it happens to be a round beam? Right, look at the last line of the page. Third word. Agula, if it happens to be a round beam, rona sakilu himirubas, make believe it's squared. So, right, the Mishnah is addressing you're going to put a brick on a round beam. It's not going to stay. So that's fine, as long as it's wide enough that it could accept a brick so that it is functioning as a place that you could build a wall above it, and therefore it's wide enough that it'll be noticed. So if it's circular, make believe it's flat, and you could put the brick on top of it. But how do you know if a round beam has a diameter of a tefach? So the Mishnah tells us, kol sheyesh behekefo shlosha tefachim, if it has a circumference of 3 tefachim, that means to go around this round beam, it takes you 3 tefachim, yesh bo rochav tefach, then you know for sure that it has a diameter of 1 tefach.
Dreshi 3 to 1, right?
Good. 3 to 1.
Now the question...
Oh! You and everybody else. Approximately. Why is it off? So let's talk contemporary math with a surveyor on hand to make sure we don't botch up here. Pi, which is the number you want to multiply the diameter to get the circumference, and likewise, if you're on the outside of the beam, and you know the circumference, and you want to know what the diameter is, so it's 3.1415, and it keeps going. It gets even smaller if you want to be even more meticulous. So where does the Mishnah, which is always so accurate about everything, come to tell me, oh, no problem, it's a ratio of 1 to 3. It's not. If you want to be meticulous, it's at least 3.14. You got to bring the decimal in a little bit, and really you should go even further. Okay. Let's jump to today's daf, Yudalit Amar Aleph 14a, and we're starting from 6 lines from the bottom, towards the end of the line. Agula roin osoki ilu himirubas. When the beam is round, make believe it's squared, and you could put a brick on top of it. And then the Mishnah continued and told you, and how do you know that it has the 1 tefach diameter which we need to put a brick on top of it? Measure the circumference. If the circumference is 3, then you're guaranteed a tefach of 1. And we're asking, by the way, excuse me, is that too much or too little? In what direction is the Mishnah erring? Side of caution or side of leniency? It's being lenient. It's giving you less. Because you're supposed to have 3.14 in the circumference, and it's allowing you merely, if you're meticulous, this makes a difference, merely 3. So you're not really having a tefach on this beam. You're having a drop less. Minuscule, but hey, truth is truth. What's going on here? Hasulamali, what was the Mishnah telling me? Say for its derichale, the end is very significant. Because kol sheyesh bo kefer tefach gimel tefachim, if it has a circumference of 3 tefachim, yesh bo rochav tefach, that means that it has the width of a tefach. Minohani mili, how do you know that math works like that? So the Mefarshim say, this is not minohani mili, how do you know that it's a ratio of 1 to 3? Because the Gemara doesn't do that. You can go out and do the measurements, and if it repeatedly works, they knew what a tree stump looked like. You measure the circumference of the tree, and then you cut the tree down, and you measure the diameter. I mean, this is not, they're not talking babies here. Minoani mili means, how do you know that you're allowed to do a 1 to 3 ratio in halacha, even though it's not true? What do I mean by that? So when it came to Birchas Hachama, you remember a few years ago, we discussed how every 28 years, the sun is in the same place as it was at the time of creation. Right? I had the privilege of giving Shabbos HaGadol Drasha on this topic, where we asked that it's not true. A solar year is not 365 and a quarter days. It's not. It has a decimal. It has a percentage. You'll never get, I don't know, never, but presumably never, it's a number that's off. You'll never get the sun on the same position on a Wednesday. It's only because we use a simplified calculation called 365 and a quarter that all the quarters add up, and eventually 28 years later, because 7 times 4 is 28, it'll end up on a Wednesday in the morning. It's a false calculation. The Chazon Ish explains that even though we know, and it's recorded elsewhere in the Gemara, exactly how much a solar year is, exactly how much a lunar month is, it's not 29 and a half days. A lunar month is not 29 and a half. It's not 29 and 12 hours exactly. There's a percentage there. But And when it comes to the Jewish calendar, we always make accommodation. Besides having an extra month periodically, we also have some months that are male, some months that are chaser. Sometimes it's a longer month, it has the extra day, sometimes it doesn't. It's all to make sure that the calculation is on. But to the public, the Chazon Ish says, we use simplified calculations. How much is a lunar month? 29 and a half days. How much is a solar year? 365 and a quarter days. Birchas Hachama, it's like a trick. It's only going to fall out that the sun is in the same place as it was at the time of creation on a Wednesday morning because we're using the simplified calculation which was given to the public because the public is not obligated to be astronomers. Public is not obligated to be surveyor, thank God. You know, not everybody is a surveyor. Not everybody knows how to do a calculation. There has to be a calculation that the human being can function as a Torah Jew without being an expert in everything. You walk out, you want to know if your Korah is big enough, the Mishnah says, use a ratio of 3 to 1. They didn't have calculators, they're not obligated. There might be some exceptional people who can do the calculation. 3.1415, etc. You're not obligated. 3 to 1. Judaism is practical. That's what the Gemara is asking. Minani mili, how do you know that you're allowed to use such a calculation? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, because there's a pasuk in Malachim that tells us about something called a Yam Shel Shlomo, a humongous basin. And the pasuk tells us that the diameter was 10 and the circumference was 30. And you look at this and you say, no, it isn't. It can't be. In this world, we never encountered a diameter of 10 and a circumference of 30. The circumference has to be bigger. And what the Gemara is telling us is that's the Minohani Mili. You find this sometimes on the diagonal of a triangle. We work with a simplified fraction. Even though it's not 100% accurate, the Chazon Ish says there are two numbers. One is the number that the Sanhedrin used. That calculates the exact, precise position of the sun, of the moon, of what the diameter is going to be vis-a-vis a circumference. And one is the number that's given to the public. Simplified math. And what it means is that in halacha, even though it might not be a korah of a tefach, in halacha it's maspik, it's sufficient. I want to show you one fascinating observation that was made by the Vilna Gaon. If you look up four lines from the bottom of this page, the third to last word on the line, the word is vikav. If you look it up in Navi, you'll see that it's spelled one way and it's read a different way. Creek sieve, you encounter this sometimes. One is Kav, Kuf Vav, with a gematria of 106. And one is Kavei, which is a gematria, Kuf Vav Hei, of 111. The Vilna Gaon says that if you put Kaveh on top of a fraction, 111, and you divide it by 106, the number that you'll get is a number, 1.047, whatever. If you multiply that number by 3, which is the number that the tradition is telling us to multiply the diameter by, multiply it by 3, you have a diameter, multiply by 3, but you know, multiply this number by 3, you'll get 3.1415, almost the perfect decimal, which we're talking about to figure out pi. He says that the Creek sieve in that pasuk is actually telling you the fraction, which if you divide it, will give you pi almost to perfection. Which is what we're saying over here, that there's a face value. The face value, when you read the pasuk, it's 3 to 1. But the Vilna Gaon says, but there's a tradition besides that. And that tradition, almost to perfection, is hidden in there simply by the Creek sieve being the fraction which you would use if you wanted to find out pi almost to perfection. You want it to perfection, so for that you need a Jewish tradition openly. But in, hidden there is the number pi. Yeshua, have a great day.
What's the calculation? 111.
Kaveh over kav.
106. That's it? That's the calculation?
Do the calculation. You will get a number 1.0471.
Oh, and then multiply that by 3.
Multiply that number by 3. Which is the number that we were always being told. That's how you do it, right? But multiply it with this factor. Multiply it by 1 with its decimal. And you'll get 3.1415. Yeah. Yeshua.